You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Hurricane Ike.
Hurricane Katrina.
Hurricane Gustav.
Faye, Gustav, Hannah, and Ike.
This monster of a storm.
Extreme weather.
Hurricane.
Hurricane.
Hurricane. Hurricane.
Yes, and once again, hundreds of thousands of Texans are fleeing Hurricane Ike as it barrels toward the central coastline. Stormy weather all around, but are all the hurricanes, tropical storms, tornadoes, and extreme weather we're seeing lately just random chance? Are these storm clusters normal seasonal cycles, or are humans and global warming causing more storms and more severe storms? Our guest, Carrie Emanuel, is a professor of atmospheric science at MIT and one of the earliest scientists to predict that global warming could create stronger storms. Professor Emanuel, thanks for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
You know, first of all, let's just give people a sense of the trends here in terms of frequency of storms and severity of storms. What are we seeing over the last 10, 15 years?
Well, in the Atlantic, the power of storms, the energy that they generate over their lifetimes has nearly doubled in the last 20 years.
Wow. I mean, that's a huge number, but in terms of everything that's going on in the Atlantic climate-wise, is that a giant event? Is that a tiny little blip?
No, it's a very large change, and we're still struggling to grasp why that's so. We think that part of it is global warming. Part of it is a recovery from an era of suppressed activity in the 70s and 80s, and we now believe that actually we had a hand in that suppression too.
Really? How did we have a hand in the suppression?
Well, there is another phenomenon called global dimming, which is an actual cooling of the planet that is induced by very small particles that we put in the atmosphere, in this case sulfate aerosols, again a byproduct of fossil fuel combustion, and that demonstrably cooled the planet, particularly the northern hemisphere in that time, and seems to have had a hand in suppressing hurricanes during the 70s and 80s, which were very unusually quiet if you look at a very long-term record.
So particulates in the atmosphere blocked sunlight and sun energy getting to the northern hemisphere. That caused a dimming. Now we've cleaned up that in the atmosphere, but we're adding carbon, which is an input for global warming, and it's driving these storms to have higher energy levels. Is that sort of the cycle we're looking at?
That's right. What we see when we look at the data is, first of all, a very strong correlation between hurricane power and ocean temperature. And also we see an uptick in the proportion of hurricanes that reach the upper categories, that is 3, 4, and 5.
Is there a counter-argument? Again, I think, there are a lot of cycles at work here. There are many inputs to climate. It is a complex question to model. What would be the counter-arguments that this maybe is just episodic and doesn't have to do with climate change?
Well, of course, one does see something that looks like cycles in the Atlantic, and I think some of us have come around to the idea that what we thought was a cycle was merely a kind of an up-down pattern caused by this combination of global dimming and global warming, so that my own feeling is that there's not that much evidence for cycles. But remember, the Atlantic only has about 12% of these storms. The rest of them are in the Pacific and Indian Oceans. And when we look there, we also see an increase in the proportion of the higher category events.
So the trend is global, and both in terms of frequency and severity, no matter where you go on the planet.
Well, the frequency and severity questions are very tangled up. The Cat 1s and 2s, the weaker storms in many areas, are actually going down. And in fact, the global frequency of events seems to be dropping a little bit, and in fact, models predict that it will continue to drop. But I have to emphasize that at least in the developed world, the ones and twos really don't matter. They don't do very much damage. They don't take very many lives. It's the upper categories one worries about.
So, there's a lot of talk in the global warming, inquiry that, a couple of degrees a rise in the average temperature on planet Earth would produce catastrophic effects along coastlines, etc. What about an incremental increase in the energy of storms hitting the coast season after season? What sorts of direct impacts on architecture, on living conditions would that have?
Well, the destruction wrought by windstorms tends to go up with their power. And but the question of hurricanes hitting coastlines is actually somewhat more complicated, because global change also causes changes in the steering patterns, the winds that direct these storms. And this is an area where science hasn't converged. You know, it's possible that storms would tend to stay more offshore under global warming, or to hit them more systematically. I want to add one thing, though, that there is another robust prediction of global warming theory, is that a given storm is going to rain more. This is something pretty much everyone agrees on, and you have to remember that, especially in the developing world, it's the rain that kills. Hurricane Mitch in the late 1990s in Honduras killed about 12,000 people. Those were all from freshwater floods.
Wow. And of course, Ike is predicted to be a very slow-moving and large storm. And again, it's not so much the winds, but it is the storm surge and the tidal effects of the storm that authorities are really warning about. Carrie Emanuel, thank you very much for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
Carrie Emanuel is an atmospheric scientist and meteorologist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Department of Earth, Atmospheric, and Planetary Sciences. He joined us from Cambridge.